pinch hitting number 13, Alex Rodriguez.
Sounds from Fenway Park during last night's Red Sox-Yankees game. Alex Rodriguez, or A-Rod, flied out in that pinch-hitting appearance, but he's expected to be in the New York lineup tonight before returning to New York tomorrow, where he will play the final game of his career. And that's a career of highs and lows. Among the highs, a World Series title and nearly 700 home runs. The lows, a one-year suspension in 2014 for using performance-enhancing drugs. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So what are your thoughts on A-Rod as he prepares to leave the game?
Well, I think that we don't have a proper mental place for A-Rod because while he is a cheat and a narcissist and preeningly self-centered and he once slapped a ball out of Bronson Arroyo's hands in the playoffs, he is the greatest player of this generation, I would say. And Jonah Carey, who's a baseball writer, made a really good point that if you took A-Rod's seasons and split, or his entire career, and split them in half, pre-Yankees and Yankees, both halves would probably make the Hall of Fame. But beyond that, we know of geniuses who are maybe horrible or difficult people. Horrible people, Henry Ford, difficult people, Virginia Woolf, right? But we still give them credit for their genius, but not so with A-Rod. It just seems like he's so unlikable, and I don't know exactly how to define likability, but I know that we like sports, so we like athletes who play sports, and once an athlete is unlikable, he becomes a lightning rod and he becomes A-Rod.
But you're saying the unlikability is about more than just steroid use?
There's the stuff that you could prove. There's the objective stuff. It just seems that he has a personality that rubs everyone the wrong way, and there have been a few good profiles of him, and I guess the trait is wanting so badly to please yet not having any of the tools to do it, which is fine if we're talking about, you know, a parent-teacher conference with a nine-year-old, but why can't we separate that from just this amazing, amazing player? Some of us can, but this is a big reason why A-Rod gets booed. You could list 15 things that A-Rod did that were little tiny slights or violations of the unwritten code of baseball, and they probably wouldn't even attach themselves to a lot of other people. But with A-Rod, people like to poke him. Plus, he made more money than anyone else, and people are resentful of that.
Do you think that he is likely to make it into the Hall of Fame? Because other big-name players who have been tainted by steroids, including Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, Bonds, have not.
Yeah, but none of those guys actually ever served time for their crime. So it really less depends on if he deserves it than what the composition of the voters are. As the voters get younger and maybe they're less inclined to punish the cheats, we probably will see some steroid-tainted players get in. And the other thing I'd say is that as we perhaps learn to put aside the fact that while there were years that helped him, that the steroids helped him, if you take the totality of the non-steroid years, they were still unbelievably amazing. And if you have a Hall of Fame without all those guys and without Bonds, I mean, at some point it starts being the hall of very good minus the best who a cadre of people object to on emotional and moralistic grounds.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, the daily podcast. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.